This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. On the ground in Israel, we bring in Caroline Glick, senior contributing editor, Jewish News Syndicate, www.carolineglick.com. Caroline, thank you for this very much. President Biden, I'm reading in the Wall Street Journal. I just want you to weigh in on this. Wall Street Journal has a long piece today about how popular Joe Biden is in Israel right now because he is seen as a defender of Israel, Israel's right to exist, and, of course, Israel's military capabilities. Biden has very high poll numbers, and Benjamin Netanyahu has very low poll numbers. Do you see it that way? Is Biden a big hero in Israel right now?
He is, because of the way that the media here was portraying his visit as an act of solidarity. But I think that as the details are coming out about what actually transpired in his meetings here, that the enthusiasm of the Israeli people towards Biden is going down very quickly. So it'd be interesting to see polling numbers in a week or two, because what Biden did was he conditioned American military support aid towards to Israel, the armaments that we need in order to fight it with our American platforms, on us not achieving our war aims. So I think as this becomes clearer, and a statement by our defense minister said that Biden said that we're not allowed to attack Hezbollah because if we do, we're going to lose American military platforms. And other ministers, I think also the prime minister, although I'm not sure, also have said the same about the closure of Gaza. So today, 20 trucks came into Gaza with so-called humanitarian assistance, but that's just an optical illusion. There's no such thing as humanitarian assistance to an area that's controlled by Hamas. It's all resupply to Hamas. Everything is going to Hamas. So the United States' official position is that Israel has to resupply Hamas. And that means that we can't win the war. It means that we're going to lose. So that all the American munitions are essentially worthless, because they're making us prosecute a war plan that has no chance of success.
Well, I just figured from the past history here, so-called humanitarian aid to Gaza is humanitarian aid to Hamas. I mean, it could be food, water, medical supplies. It could also be munitions. Those trucks are not inspected, Caroline. I think you said that on the TV show this week. So, and the other point is, Biden was asked yesterday as he was boarding Air Force One if he wants Israel to hold off on the ground attack in order to negotiate for hostages, and he said yes. And then, of course, the White House later backed off that. They took that back and said, well, he didn't hear the question. But me thinks they protest too much.
Yeah, see, the thing is that the only humanitarian crisis in Gaza is the crisis of the 210 Israeli hostages that are being held, including 30 small children that are being held hostage. Imagine being a two-year-old child being held hostage now for 2 weeks by Hamas. What's going through your mind? And without your parents, in many cases. So this is the humanitarian crisis, and this is the atrocity. And what the United States is now leading the international community in demanding is that Israel set aside the needs of our hostages, which is to be freed, and provide resupply to the hostage takers. So that, I think, you know, is inhuman, not to mention not humanitarian. And that's really what we're facing, and it's very obviously I'm alarmed by it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be, you know, talking a New York mile right now to your listeners about it.
Caroline, do you have any sense of when the ground invasion might begin?
Well, that's the thing, is that that's why the siege is so important. You have to understand that Hamas's fighters are all located right now in tunnels beneath the ground. And so all the resupply of water, of fuel, is going to generators that power that and their air supply and their running water in these tunnels. And they've set up essentially a death trap for our soldiers in Gaza. So the only way that Israel can win and can defeat these monsters is by forcing them aground. And the only way you can force them aground is by besieging Gaza and not letting in resupply to Hamas, not letting in fuel that's all going to go to the tunnels, not letting in water that's all going to go to the tunnels. So in a very real sense, the siege has to be maintained long enough to get these terrorists above ground, because obviously, you know, they're just going to be coming out of holes in the ground and killing our soldiers. And to the extent that we go into the tunnels, it's just going to be a death threat because they're waiting for us. So, again, the only way that we can win is by besieging Gaza. And the Americans are saying that under no circumstance can you besiege Gaza. You have to resupply Hamas.
And will the war cabinet, Netanyahu's war cabinet, agree to the American conditions?
Apparently, because we allowed in 20 truckloads of supplies to Hamas this morning, and the defense minister said that we can't say no to the Americans because they've conditioned their military aid, their military resupply, on us doing these things. So the Americans are essentially saying, nice army you got there. Be ashamed if something happened to it because you don't have any weapons. So, I mean, that's essentially what we're facing right now. So you asked me about Biden's popularity rating. So, yeah, because everybody was presenting him as this great champion. He came in. We stand with you. It's not like in the Holocaust where we betrayed you. We're with you now. But then his actual policy empowers Hamas and enfeebles us.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The Israeli air bombing, the precision air bombing, has attempted to, and I think has closed, many of the utilities in these in the tunnel system. Now, that the air assault continues, does it not, Caroline?
It is continuing, and again, you know, we need bunker buster bombs. You know, we need bombs that can penetrate, and we have some, and we've been using them. And again, this was one of America's main conditions from the outset that Blinken was giving to our war cabinet 2 days before Biden arrived, which was that they were going to give us bunker busters to go after the tunnels only if we allowed resupply of Hamas. So, you know, that's the thing, is that if you're bombing things above ground, that's fine. But since most of the fighters and all of their leadership is below ground, you have to get them above ground.
And just for a few moments, assess the threat from the north, from Hezbollah in the north in Lebanon.
So that's the thing, is that if Hamas is a problem, Hezbollah is a problem 10 times larger. Israel is about 25,000 square kilometers, and they have 150,000 missiles pointing at Israel, which means that potentially they have 6 missiles per square kilometer of Israel. And, you know, their fighters have been fighting in the jihad against the Americans since 2003, 2004 in Iraq and then in Syria. So they're hardened, they're battle hardened veterans, and they have these missiles. And so the obvious play for Israel, which was clear all along, it was a preemptive assault on their missile launchers and on their missiles to take out as many of the missiles as possible before they start attacking us in earnest. And, you know, there are different views about whether that's a play that we should make, because if we take out 50%, they still have 75,000 missiles, and that's going to overwhelm our air defenses, and how do we handle that? So there are a lot of different thoughts about that, and our military, I'm sure, has been scrambling, if they haven't figured it out already, how to handle it, because obviously no matter how good our missile defense is, it's not going to be able to handle that kind of incoming, not to mention if we get missiles coming in from Iran or Iraq or Yemen. So we have a situation here which is very difficult. And what Gallant said was that he felt that it was more important to go to the north first because it's a much more powerful threat, and it's one that's much more dangerous, and we have to take care of it and make that our main effort. And the Americans said, nope, can't do that.
I know Michael Oren told me that. Michael, a former ambassador to the U.S., Israeli ambassador to the U.S., he was on the show. He said, you should take off after Hezbollah first. I don't know. Open up a second front. I'm not sure. Anyway, Caroline Glick, we appreciate it. Senior contributing editor, Jewish News Syndicate. This business about humanitarian aid, folks. This is a bad deal for Israel. Always was and always will be. It's Hamas aid. Anyway, I'm Kudlow. We're going to break. Other side of the break, we're going to do some stock market work. Can't forget the stock market during the war period. And then we'll do some money in politics later on. I'm Kudlow. Please stay with us. Lots more coming.